What a weird and wonderful and crazy time to be alive. Gosh, what a time to be alive. Today, I'm not talking about any government regulations or laws because they change by the hour. So please source them from the government. Like, do your due diligence and get them from the correct place. But today, I am talking about what a weird time to be alive. Particularly, what a weird time to get married. This is a podcast, a vlog, a thing that happens online where I try to encourage you and to liberate you and to empower you to actually make awesome decisions around getting married and being married. This is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. And my name is Josh Withers. I'm a marriage celebrant in Australia. And what a time to be alive. Today, I'm addressing the process of getting married and being married in the time of the coronavirus. COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, or whatever they're calling it. It's just the pandemic that is literally bringing the world to a stop. But also, in a kind of lovely and wonderful, weird way, it's kind of bringing the world together, isn't it? How strange. You know, I don't want to go down the line of government regulations around how many people can be in a room or that kind of thing, because that changes by the hour. So please source that from correct and good sources. But today, I want to encourage you around the process of getting married, because if you've been following me on social or just if you know me, you would know that something I say quite a lot is that it is better to be married than to get married, which is the whole thing I wanted to bring to your attention today. I know that there's a whole industry out there that tells you that this is the most important day of your life, and you know, you gotta spend $1 million because it's really important, it's the best day, it's the only day you'll ever have that's really good, and I'm here to tell you that's bullshit. That I hope that any day and every day can be the best day of your life. But the day you get married should also be really cool for this reason, that your wedding day is a day when we gather our people together and we say we care. We say we see you, we acknowledge you, we encourage you, we affirm you, we care. That's the whole thing behind a ceremony and a reception and gifts and guest books and photos and food and drink. So we are saying we care. We're saying this is important to us as a people. And that's beautiful. And I don't want to take that away from you or anyone. But I'll encourage you today to maybe look at options. And here's one. As the regulations on how many people can gather in a space get tighter and tighter, and as we work to socially distance ourselves more and more, as we look at how possibly unsafe and unhealthy it is for us to hug and kiss and high five, which is the kind of thing you do when you care about someone, when you're excited for them and you're encouraging them at the end of their wedding ceremony. You want to give them a hug and a kiss and a high five when you leave in their wedding. You want to give them a kiss and shake their hand. In times when that is less and less safe, and believe me, it's less and less safe, that we need to show that we care in other ways. But I also want to encourage you that if you're getting married, that you should, as swiftly as everything would allow you to, in no way am I encouraging you to rush, but as swiftly as the world, the law, life, money, your heart, your partner's heart, as swiftly as all of that would allow you to proceed down the line of getting married. For two reasons. Because getting married matters. And you've decided that by saying yes to a proposal. That you've decided that the status of being married is better than the status of not being married. That if you were to die and your marital status and your death certificate said not validly married, that would suck. You've decided that your relationship is one for the ages. And that's where marriage really, really matters. Not when times are good, but when times aren't good. Not only does it give you a legal status that if it all falls to shit, that your partner has to look after you and you have to look after them, financially, health-wise, another, that's what marriage brings you. But it also gives you in your heart this knowledge that you are loved. And honestly, in times that are weird and hard, it's nice to know that. It's nice to know that you're loved. And when I say nice, I don't mean like nice like a lollipop. Like, it's really bloody important nice. That's how nice it is. The other reason is because I don't want the process of you getting married to be ruined by a coronavirus or a pandemic. That you would proceed down the line of getting married as quickly as you're planning, if not quicker. And we would separate the getting married to the people care for me, and that's really good, to a separate event. You see, I've done a few weddings and ceremonies recently, and first of all, social distancing isn't happening. It's just not good for stopping the flow of the virus. It's just not good. Second of all, even those of us that are on board of social distancing, it's really awkward to kind of say we care about you without giving you a hug. I want to give you a hug. I want to give you a kiss on the cheek and a high five, a shake your hand. And it's weird to do that with my hands in my pockets and like just kind of wink at you like, good work in getting married, kid. So honestly, those events where we would come together as a community and say we care, I would encourage you to postpone that until times are safe. And I don't know when that is. Get married today, elope today. Maybe it's just you and your two legally required witnesses. If I'm your celebrant, I'll film your ceremony for free, kind of like I'm doing this. I would live stream it if that's possible. And later on, have that moment, have that reception, have that party to celebrate that you guys got married and that is good. That's my only real encouragement today, that and to have lots of garlic, not just normal garlic. You chop it up and you leave it for about 10 minutes, let the allicin emerge and then you eat it. It makes your immunity really good. But apart from the garlic, that you'll just get married. That it would be good for your heart, good for your soul, and good for the world, that you would know that you are loved. And that your favorite person would know that as well. And then aside from that, that the community thing, we'll do that later. You've probably already booked a venue, they've probably moved it. Do that then, we'll play the video then. But don't delay in getting married. But maybe delay in getting all your people together. Because it's important that they show you that you care. That we have those moments in life, birthdays, bridal showers, anniversaries, all those things. It's good for people to say they care. Do not stop people caring. But we need to find new ways to care today. And the old ways, we'll do that soon. This is The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. My name's Josh Withers. The website to find the links to YouTube and podcasts and all that is www.therebels.guide. My website is marriedbyjosh.com and on social media, I am at marriedbyjosh. Please share this around. If you know people getting married, even if you don't, just share around. I'd like to see as many people hear a good word about their wedding today. In a time of so much disruption and chaos, that maybe we could spread some light. It is good for you to marry.